Krasos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin, 1-7, the last of the Perek, and we've been talking about scenarios in which a person has to bring a chatas offering where they didn't do a specific sin. It's coming to complete some process. And we talked about the Yoledes, and we'll have more about that here in our Mishnah, but we also here talk about the Zava, Zava Gadola. So what is a Zava? A woman has a normal menstrual cycle. When she starts to bleed, she becomes a Nida for 7 days. Midoraisa, regardless of whether or not she has one drop of blood at the first of the 7 days and that's it, or she bleeds nonstop for 7 days, buckets full, it doesn't make a difference. As long as by the end of the 7 days she stops bleeding, even for a moment, so then she can go to the mikvah and she already is now then muteras the baila, she is tahora. That's the end of the story. She's expected to have a cycle, which means she'll bleed again next month, but of course cycles vary. The Torah says that if she bleeds within the next 11 days, meaning if the first day she saw is day one, so then she goes to the mikvah at the conclusion of day 7, I mean the beginning of day 8. Now, if on the between day 8 and day 18, on those 11 days, if she sees more blood, that's not considered to be normal menstrual blood, not Nida, but that's called Zava. Now, or Ziva. The word Zav means to flow. Okay, that means it's a mysterious flow, if you will. She's bleeding, but not as part of her normal menstrual cycle. So that sort of out of the ordinary flow makes her into a Zava. And if she bleeds 3 consecutive days, I mean, if she sees blood in all 3 consecutive days after that, for argument's sake, on days, you know, 10, 11, and 12 or something, she becomes a Zava Gadola, in which case she needs to count 7 clean days, Shivinikim, before she can go to the mikvah and become Tahora. But even then, when she becomes Tahora and Muteras Labala, she can still, she has a residual of Tumah, she's a Mechusar Kippurim, until she brings a pair of birds like the Yoledes, sort of like the Yoledes anyways, she brings a pair of birds, an Ola and a Chatas, and at that point she now becomes, you know, totally Tahora, meaning she can once again eat Korbanos and go into the Beis HaMikdash. So, our Mishnah is talking about a situation in which a woman has multiple obligations as either a Zava or as a Yoledes. So she has to bring multiple sets of Korbanos. Now the thing is, the same way, if let's say a woman was a Nida 5 times, okay, and at the end of 5 times, then she just goes to the mikvah once at the end, then she's Tahora. There's no need for like going to the mikvah for 5 separate immersions, one purification process, all she needs is to atone for everything, it's a full reset. And kind of similarly, or very similarly, if a woman has an obligation to bring the pair of birds, as let's say a Zava, or for that matter, the Korbanos, she has to bring the Ola and the Chatas for Yoledes, so then even if she's, let's say, had 5 babies, when she brings even the first set of offerings, that'll be enough to make her now no longer Mechusar Kippurim, she totally atone and cleanse, meaning that she now could once again enter the Beis HaMikdash and eat Kachim. So our Mishnah talk, what happens about if she has a situation where she has to bring multiple Korbanos, either Misafik, because she's a Nida, she's a Zava or a Yoledes, or if it's out of Vade, she certainly had multiple babies or multiple Zava cases. Let me just clarify, I misspoke for a moment. The Nida never has to bring Korbanos at the end of her process. It's only the Zava and the Yoledes, which are relevant to our Mishnah here. Says the Mishnah, Ha'isha she'yeshalas safik chamisha zivos, a woman who is in a situation where she may have had as many as 5, or for that matter, 1, 2, 3, 4, or a million, makes no difference, but Mishnah takes 5 as an example, any number of suffix zivos, meaning she didn't keep track of her cycle properly, she's not sure if when she bled it was during the ziva part or the nida part, so she's not sure. Usafik hamisha ledos, or a woman who had we had 2 Mishnahs ago, she had multiple miscarriages, each one of them, let's say, for example, she flushed on the toilet, she doesn't know what she had, and therefore she doesn't know was each one a vlad, that she had to bring 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5, or none, korbanos. So then, the din is, mevia korban echad, she brings one set for all of the 5 sfeikos, on certain situations, vocheles bezavachim, and once again, she's totally permitted to participate in eating korbanos, and going to the base of mikdash. Vein hashara leachova, and the remaining possible suffix korbanos she has to bring, are not obligatory on her. Okay, there is a bit of machlokas, our Mishnah sounds like, it's sort of, she has no obligation, but she could bring it optionally. Others learned she couldn't bring it even optionally. There's no requirement whatsoever. She can't bring those korbanos. Whatever the case is, the point is that once she brings one set, since that permits her now to eat korbanos again, and to the base of Mikdash, she's no longer Mechusar Kippurim, so the other ones are not necessary. She doesn't bring them. Now, says the Mishnah, what happens if just, and it's the same way that she can kind of like go to a mikvah one time and then be cleansed for all of the multiple episodes. If, however, chamesh leidos vada'os, if she knows she had five normal births, let's say, and therefore she has to bring five sets of karbanos, certainly, or chamesh zivos vada'os, or she knows that five consecutive times, or whatever, five times in her life she's been a zava and never brought the karbanos that she had to bring at the end of her zava gadol process, so then mevia korban echad, she brings her first set of korbanos, v'ocheles bezvachim, and that now purifies her, meaning that she can, once again, now she's not a mechusar kippurim, she can eat karbanos, go to the Beis HaMikdash, but v'sha'ar alea chova. The remaining four sets of karbanos are still obligatory upon her, not to purify her, but because of a separate, like, I'll call gezeiras hakasuf. In fact, Tana holds the fact that the pasuk says, Vikri Yud Beis Pasuk Zayin, Zos Torah Sayoledes, the word Zos is coming to add that this scenario here, where she had multiple births, and she already bought one pair of karbanos, she must still bring the other ones afterwards anyways, even though they're not required for it to become tahora per se, but they're part and parcel of bringing, of having a baby. And same with the Zava. That is the Tanakama. Okay, now, says the Mishnah, we have a story, a Maisa. It once happened. She'amdu kinim b'Yushalayim b'dinari zahav. There was the price of birds, that were, meaning the tur and the Bnei Yonah, which we used to bring as korbanos in Yushalayim, the price was through the roof. A pair of birds cost a dinar zahav, a gold coin, which is a fortune of money. Okay? So, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, he was the Nasi, the last of the Nasiim during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. So he said, Hamma'on Hazeh, something like, I swear by the Beis HaMikdash. Hamma'on refers to the Beis HaMikdash. This is some expression of swearing, although Pashas is not a Doraisa Shvua because he's not invoking the Shem Hashem, although Hashem is Shochen, Hashem does dwell his name in the Beis HaMikdash, and that makes it more complicated, as well as, you know, you have a Nikitas Chefetz, if you swear, like holding a Sefer Torah, it's filling, it has like rabbinic binding, so it's something along those lines. Whatever it is, Hamon Hazeh, he swears, I swear, says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Lo Alin Halayla, I'm not going to sleep tonight, Ad Shiyu B'dinar, until the price of a pair of birds drops from a gold dinar to a silver dinar. Okay, pair of birds for a dinar, and the idea is that a silver dinar is 1/25th of a gold dinar, so you'd have like a 96% price drop. He is concerned that well-meaning good from ladies will come to the Beis HaMikdash. Let's say it's Pesach time, right? So they're doing a Lila Regal, they come to the Beis HaMikdash, they want to participate, they want to eat the Korban Pesach, and they just had a beautiful baby, so they want to now bring the requisite Korbanos, their nice good from ladies. When they find out the cost of bringing the pair of birds is a gold coin, they'll say, well, I haven't got the money, I can't afford that. But then anyways, they're going to not want to not participate in the Korban Pesach or go to the Beis HaMikdash, now they've come all this way, and therefore they might do that. And the penalty, as you learned earlier in the Perek, the first Mishnah, was that one who goes into the Beis HaMikdash or eats Korbanos in a state of Tumah actually is Chayav Karis. Right? It's like doing Malach on Shabbos, like eating Yom Kippur. This is very severe. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was afraid women would make this mistake, and therefore he felt an urgency to ensure the prices dropped so that there wouldn't be women who didn't bring the requisite Korbanos. So what did he do? Nichnas the Beis Din, he went to the Sanhedrin, the Limed, he taught the following. Ha'isha sheyesh la chamesh leidos vada'os. If a woman has to bring multiple sets of birds, because let's say, for example, she had multiple babies, let's say five births, or chamesh zivos vada'os, or she had multiple episodes of Zava Gadola, and she has to bring multiple sets of birds for each of those Zavos. So then, mevia korban echad, she could bring simply one pair of birds, va'ocheles bezvachim, and that will permit her now to eat korbanos all over again. Vein hashar lechova, and the remainder are not obligatory upon her. Okay? Now, the way that the bartender learned, which is like the Rambam, this is what's called an eslasos lashem heferus orasecha. That's a pasuk from Tehillim. And the idea is sometimes when things get out of hand, the rabbis feel they're forced to essentially break the Torah in order to keep the Torah. The most famous example is writing down of the Mishnayos, because if you didn't write down the Torah, Shabbat would have been lost. So here too, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel felt, listen, if I don't teach a din, even though it's actually not lahalacha, because the other four are obligatory, but if I don't exempt them from bringing those four sets, let's say if there were five that she was had to bring, so then the price will stay high, and well-meaning good women will end up being chayav kara. So I have to drop the prices, even if it means some women won't bring their obligatory karbanos. So essentially it's like a hara asha, it's like a temporary, you know, ruling. For a temporary time because of an exigency, a certain, you know, pressing situation. That's how the bartender learns like the Rambam. There are other approaches. Tosfos learn that Rabban Shimon Gamliel actually disagrees with the Tana Kama. He doesn't accept their drash, and he holds Me'ikar Hadin. They only have to bring one carbon, even if they have five certain births, one carbon at the end of it will be sufficient, and there's no obligation for the rest at all. And he was arguing with the Tana Kama, and therefore he taught the halacha as such, and in fact, it wasn't anything other than him being disagreeing with the Tana Kama. Okay. Says the Mishnah that this technique was very successful. Va'amdu kinim bo v'yom berivasayim. The price of birds dropped, they plummeted to rivasayim. Rivasayim means 2 quarter silver coins for 2 kinim. In other words, a pair of birds now costs a quarter of a dinar silver coin. So in other words, he wanted to drop the price to 1 silver coin for a pair, and the price actually fell to a quarter of a silver coin, meaning not a 96% price drop, but a 99% price drop. And that was satisfactory. Now, of course, now lahalacha, the Rambam, like I said, like the Bartzen Ora, understands this was a one-time extreme situation, and the halacha is, in fact, that a woman who had 5 births, for example, must bring 5 korbanos, even though after the first of the 5 set of korbanos, she is permitted to eat kachim. The Rav disagrees. The Rav goes like Tosfos, understands, no, Rav Shimon Gamliel just held that's not the din, that 1 for all 5 is enough. Ikra din, and the Rav goes like that, lahalacha.